Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the meditation of the precious and the holy word of God. We would like to continue the theme which we began in our preceding message, quoting the words of the beloved Apostle Paul written to Titus in chapter 2 and verse 13, where we are exalted to be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask the question, blessed friend, are you looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come again? Are you waiting for Him to come from heaven? For as we have noted in our preceding message, the great doctrine of the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ compiles a great deal of New Testament Scripture. Within the space of 260 chapters in that whole New Testament, you have 318 times the second coming of Christ is declared. Then it is an important event. We have noted indeed the Son of God came into this world and He went back to heaven. One great truth in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. And before He went back to heaven, He did the work of redemption to save your soul and to save mine by dying for our sins upon the tree. And then when He ascended back to heaven, the next great truth, He sent the Holy Spirit upon the earth. He came at Pentecost. I bless God, He's still here upon the earth. He's here as I speak to you, the message of God. 'Tis only the Holy Spirit who can make the power of the Word of God effective to save your soul and to bless your heart if you're a believer. And He's here in the world yet to convince the sinner of sin, to bring the sinner to turn to Christ, to be saved by His righteousness and His finished work of the cross, and to escape the day of judgment, and to enable the saint to go on for the Lord, to teach the saint the Word of God, and to thus carry on till the Lord Jesus comes back again. Yes, the Spirit of God came and He's still here. But the Lord Jesus is coming again. The work of the Holy Spirit will be finished when the bride of Christ, the church, is completed. And that church will be taken to meet the Lord in the air. And oh, my beloved friend, we say again, solemnly, seriously, the Lord is coming. We know not the day nor the hour. And we would remind you, the Lord Jesus said, be ye also ready, for in a day and in an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now we raise the question again, friend, my unsaved listener particularly, why are you not ready? You say, how can I get ready? Oh, let me tell you very quickly. You must confess that you are a sinner and come before the Lord in confession. I am a sinner. My sins deserve eternal death, and I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, you must confess that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the only Savior who can deliver you from your sins and their penalty. And third, you must receive Him as your Savior. For it's not only necessary to know that you're a sinner, not only necessary to know the Lord Jesus is the only Savior, but you've got to take Him. For as to many as received Him, to them gave He the right, the privilege, the authority to be called the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on His name. Have you received Him? And oh, my beloved radio friend, if never you have, will you do it now? Then you will be ready. And we saw the reality of that coming. The Savior promised it. The angels confirmed it. The apostles taught it. And now, blessed Lord Jesus, in the last book of the Bible, in the last chapter of the Bible, reiterated three times, I'm coming quickly. Now let me point out to you, in our moments we have before the Word of God, in this program, the rapidity of His coming. The rapidity! How quickly that will come! Let me remind you again what the Lord Jesus said. Behold, I come quickly. Now, let me point out to you how quick it will be. And I quote the words from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 and 52. Paul writing by the Holy Spirit and saying, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, meaning all the Christians, all the saved will ever die. Many will, some will not. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. And when the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we which are living shall be changed." My beloved, please let me say, the coming of the Lord when He comes for His saints is going to take place in a moment. And in what Paul describes, the twinkling of an eye, the quickest automatic action of the human body is so rapid that it has been defined as being a very slight fraction, a very minute fraction of a second. My beloved, that's how quickly the Lord's coming. Let me quote the words of Paul as he wrote them regarding that blessed event. And I quote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul writing to the believers in Thessalonica, many of them sorrowing because they lost loved ones whom they had laid in the grave and wondered how they could ever be on the earth when the Lord Jesus returned, for they were taught that the Lord was coming back again. Paul writes to say, "I would not have you ignorant brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort, encourage one another with these words." You can read it for yourself. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. They are words of consolation for the bereaved Christian concerning those that have gone before us into the presence of the Lord. We shall see them again. We shall meet them. It's at the coming of the Lord. And let me repeat again, the rapidity of the event, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Now, my beloved, please let me say very carefully and clearly, what is the meaning of that word moment in 1 Corinthians 15? Strange to say, and yet not so. The word is the only place in our New Testament, in the Greek language particularly. It is the word atom, A-T-O-M. And when I was a lad in school, we were taught that an atom was indivisible, could never be divided. But science and the knowledge of human scientists have accomplished the splitting of an atom. And someone has very facetiously said, "Now did they make a wise crack after all? You know the imminent danger of this nuclear age is because of science being able to split the atom and cause confusion and destruction by the giving out and the sending to the world of bombs of such destruction could wipe out the human race." Now may I be reminded with you. Look, if you and I have lived to see that the human race has the possibility of destroying itself, though I believe from the word of God it never will be permitted to, but it has the possibility. Well, beloved, listen. Before it could happen, surely Christ should and must come again. And then the twinkling of an eye. My beloved, please may I say, when the Lord comes for His people, it's going to happen so quickly, none will ever be able to see it in the world. Some may be sleeping, some may be awake, some may be, as the hymn writer as well said, it may be at morn, it may be at noon, it may be at twilight, it may be at midnight. We know not the day, we know not the hour. And may I go even further to say we don't even know the moment. The Word of God says it's going to be in a moment. Now let me ask another question. Oh, repeat the same question. My friend listening, are you ready if the Lord should come today? Are you ready if the Lord should come tonight? My beloved friend, I beg of you, if you look upon the world and see its confusion and chaos, is there any man? Is there any group of men? Is there any government? Is there any earthly power can correct the troubles of this age? My beloved, with all the confusion and the sin and the iniquity and all that pervades today, there's only one person in the universe that can correct what needs to be done. The Lord Jesus Christ by His coming. And I want you to think, He may come today. Are you ready? Oh, my beloved unsaved listener, I beg of you, get ready. Oh, you say, how? Let me repeat again quickly. Confess that you are a sinner. And you are. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm one too. And I thank God I found it out and confessed it. And you must confess to the Lord, I am a sinner. Second, you must confess, Lord, and acknowledge, you're the only one that can save me. You came to save me. You call yourself the Savior of the world, Lord. You're the only one that can save me. You died to save me. And then do the third thing. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. Oh, may God help you to do it. Beloved Father in heaven, by the Holy Spirit on earth, convict and save some precious souls, and above all, bring every one of us to know the Lord Jesus is coming at any moment for His name's sake. Amen.